With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. In a moment, we'll preview the new week's economic schedule, which includes the all-important Fed meeting. First, here are some news headlines. Airbnb has asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to change rules to potentially allow the home-sharing online platform to offer hosts a stake in the company. The San Francisco-based privately held firm has sent a letter requesting that the SEC consider reforming rules that determine whether the company can offer equity to Airbnb hosts. The Airbnb letter was in response to the SEC seeking comments in mid-July about possibly overhauling rules to allow private gig economy companies to offer stock to their so-called contractors in the same way they do now to employees. The Wall Street Journal says that women, long a minority in technology jobs, are seeing their numbers rise, albeit slowly. Women were represented in 24% of technical roles this year, with growth of around 1.1% over 2017. That's according to a survey of more than 628,000 technologists across 80 large companies conducted by AnitaB.org, a nonprofit organization aimed at increasing the representation of women technologists. Black, Hispanic, Native American, Pacific Islander, and multiracial women accounted for about 13% of the technical roles, according to the report. Technology executives say the pace needs to increase because workplace diversity correlates to better business outcomes. With its power grid still in poor shape in the wake of Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico is embracing solar power. Puerto Rican residents and businesses increasingly are investing in renewable energy technologies, mainly solar, to guard against power outages from the island's still rickety electric grid. Solar panel and battery makers like Tesla, Sunrun, and Sonnen are pushing into the market. As Puerto Rico seeks to wean itself off imported fuels to generate power, it is emerging as a proving ground for renewable energy. The push comes as the U.S. territory's debt-ridden public power utility, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, or PREPA, grapples with its future. Last year's hurricanes devastated the system. All of PREPA's nearly 1.6 million customers lost power after Hurricane Maria, and only last month did the utility announce that it had restored power to all of Puerto Rico. Still to come, we'll look ahead to this week's economic schedule. The Federal Reserve holds its two-day policy meeting this week, and the central bank is widely expected to raise short-term interest rates for a third time this year. It's also a busy week for economic data. Joining us now via Skype from Washington with a preview is Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. Harriet, let's start with the Fed's policy meeting, which takes place Tuesday and Wednesday. We've been anticipating another rate hike. What else will you be looking for in the policy statement and the presser from Fed Chair Jerome Powell?
Well, the big point in people will be looking out for in the statement and the presser is the forecast for the future. So the Fed will be releasing new dots and economic forecasts, and this should give an idea of where they see the path of rates going in 2019 and even 2020. At the moment, they expect 3 rate increases. That's the median view for next year. So it'll be interesting to see how they judge the current situation of the economy and how whether that might sort of change things going forward. Jerome Powell will be giving a press conference after the meeting on Wednesday, which is always, you know, closely scrutinized. And he'll probably be asked about subjects like trade and so on and how that might feed into the Fed's thinking about monetary policy. So that will definitely be the big economic news event next week.
We have another report coming up later in the week, one that really specifically deals with inflation. It's the August report on personal income and spending. What are you looking for from that? And I guess it's the inflation indicator within that particular report.
Yeah, so inflation is a hot topic at the moment, especially given what's going on the trade front, you know, tariffs and so on. The big worry is that this will push up consumer prices. It doesn't really seem to be happening so far, but that report will come under scrutiny as to how inflation is developing. And then, of course, the other two aspects of that report, which are important, are personal income and spending, consumer spending. Consumer spending was really a big factor driving economic growth in the second quarter. You know, we had the tax cut at the end of last year. And so that seemed to drive a lot of consumer confidence, consumer spending and so on. So that will be closely scrutinized because depending on how consumers are feeling, that's likely to have a big impact on growth in the third quarter.
I noticed from the schedule, Harriet, that there are two reports on consumer confidence. I believe University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Report for September, Conference Board's consumer confidence data for August. What's your sense of how consumers have been feeling lately about the economy?
Consumers have been feeling great lately. Consumer confidence has been really, really, really strong. And economic forecasts for what's going to come point to a very slight downward trend on those two indices of consumer confidence. But that really, that's not to say that consumer sentiment is in any way something to worry about, because it has been phenomenally high recently. And it seems that consumers are feeling very upbeat about the way things are going, for sure. And there are a few other interesting points to look out for next week. There'll be new home sales on Wednesday. The housing market has been kind of a drag on growth recently. So the housing market is sort of something to keep an eye on at the moment. It seems to be sort of going in a different direction to many other factors in the economy, you know, like with low unemployment rate, strong consumer spending. So that's something that seems to have been coming in a little soft in recent months. We'll also be quite a big week for Fed speak, so not just Jerome Powell's press conference on Wednesday. There'll also be some appearances on Thursday and Friday. We'll have the Dallas Fed President Kaplan speaking. Chairman Powell is scheduled to speak again at a Senate event. We'll also have the New York Fed President John Williams appearing. So there'll be lots of Fed appearances that will probably sort of help to clarify the Fed statement and the Fed projections that are due to come out on Wednesday.
One thing, we're going to get the final revision of the gross domestic product for the second quarter. I guess that's pretty much projected to be the same or in the same ballpark as the previous two estimates, which were above 4%. So is this sort of a non-event because we know what's going to happen?
Yeah, the third reading on GDP is usually, it's not sort of a major news headline event, unlike the first reading, of course. So there wasn't really expected to be much revision to the 4.2% annualized growth that we had reported earlier. So when the GDP report comes out, it will probably not really deviate much from what we've already seen on that front.
I guess the really important report that'll come out will be the first estimate of the third quarter GDP to see if we can keep up this momentum.
Most definitely, yeah.
Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey joining us via Skype from Washington. Thanks, Harriet.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal.